You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 19, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. President Donald Trump declared a public safety emergency in Washington, D.C., and announced plans to take over the city's police department. He stated on August 11, 2025, that he would deploy 800 members of the National Guard to combat crime and remove homeless encampments. Accompanied by his Attorney General, Defense Secretary, and FBI Director, Trump emphasized the need for federal intervention. The White House had previously announced an increased presence of federal law enforcement in D.C. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt asserted that there would be no safe harbor for violent criminals in D.C. The U.S. Marshals Service had already assigned over 120 officers and agents to assist in the city. This intervention followed an incident involving a federal staffer injured in an attempted carjacking. However, D.C. officials and crime statistics indicated that crime rates were already declining. Violent crime in the city was down 26% compared to the previous year, and overall violent crime was on track to be at its lowest level in nearly 20 years. Mayor Muriel Bowser noted that violent crime had decreased since a rise in 2023 and stated that if the president's priority was to show force, it would not be due to a spike in crime. Carjackings involving firearms were down 55%. The U.S. Attorney's Office for D.C. had dedicated specific prosecutors to support federal prosecution of gun violence. An expert stated it was not clear that D.C. is, in fact, undergoing a public safety crisis. The legality and effectiveness of a federal takeover of D.C.'s police department were questioned by city officials and legal experts. While deploying federal law enforcement and the National Guard falls within presidential authority, taking over the police department would require a declaration of emergency and could face legal challenges. Trump suggested that control of Washington could be returned to federal authorities, which would require repealing the Home Rule Act of 1973. His lawyers were examining this possibility, but it could encounter significant opposition. Mayor Bowser questioned the effectiveness of using the National Guard to enforce city laws, suggesting that the federal government could better assist by funding more prosecutors or filling judicial vacancies. As of August 10, 2025, the National Guard had not yet been activated despite Trump's threats. The concept of federal control over a city police department involves placing local police under federal authority and deploying federal assets. The legal and practical mechanisms for such a takeover were not fully detailed, nor were historical precedents provided. The term public safety emergency was used but not clearly defined in the context of federal intervention. Trump declared a public safety emergency in D.C. as a basis for federal action, but the specific legal definition and implications were not provided. The distinctions between the D.C. National Guard and out-of-state guard units, their command structures, or specific authorized duties were not explicitly detailed. The Home Rule Act of 1973 was referenced as a barrier to federal control over D.C., but no background on the act or its implications was provided. The specific types of crimes included in the crime data and how trends are measured in D.C. were not detailed. The effectiveness of the National Guard deployment in reducing crime was not assessed, nor was it specified if troops would be unarmed or positioned in low-crime areas. The policies for removing homeless encampments were not detailed, nor were the legal and humanitarian considerations discussed. Coordination between federal law enforcement, the National Guard, and local police was not specified. However, cross-staffed investigative teams and daily reviews involving federal and local law enforcement were mentioned. In early 2022, law enforcement partners formed investigative teams with federal agents and MPD officers. A daily review was launched by the U.S. Attorney's Office and federal law enforcement partners of every firearms arrest in D.C. The likely legal challenges to the federal takeover or expanded federal role were not discussed, nor was a timeline for such challenges provided. The federal government intervened despite falling crime rates, with Trump citing an image of an injured federal staffer as a catalyst. City officials maintained that crime was already declining. The political motivations behind the president's statements and the timing of the intervention were implied. The impact of these federal actions on daily life for Washington residents, especially marginalized communities, was not indicated. Copyright African Elements.